Case number 12938, Sierra Village, seeks variances from the separation distance requirements for proposed structures. Sections 115, 172 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located south of Golden Avenue and southwest of Skyview Street within the Sierra Village Manufactured Home Park, Lot L61. The 911 address is 20011 Golden Avenue in Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 334, MAP 13, Parcel 310, Unit 13072, Lot L61. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and 13 mail returns. The applicant is seeking 11 variances for this, and they are as follows. A 1.2-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement from the proposed mobile home to the screen porch on Lot L63. A 4-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement from the proposed HVAC to the screen porch on Lot L63. A 7.4-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement from the proposed mobile home to the shed on Lot L63. 11.7-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement from the proposed mobile home to the shed on Lot L63. A 4.2-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement from the proposed mobile home to the shed on Lot K62. A 4.3-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement from the proposed mobile home to the mobile home on Lot K62. A 1.8-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement from the proposed shed to the mobile home on Lot K62. 4.2-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement from the proposed shed to the mobile home on Lot K62. A 9.3-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement from the proposed shed to the mobile home on Lot L59. A 0.3-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement from the proposed mobile home to the mobile home on Lot L59. A 4.1-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement from the proposed landing to the mobile home on Lot L59.
And just note for the record, Amy Bennett is back. She's previously been sworn in this evening.
Thank you. Okay. For this request for variance in regards to uniqueness of the property, as you're aware, this community was laid out in the 1950s. And the prior to the current county requirements, the lot sizes are small in comparison with the size of the modern manufactured home. We've selected a standard size floor plan for this home that is comparable to other new homes in the community, but are unable to place it on the lot with the required setbacks. Although the new home is approximately the same size as the prior combined total footprint of the home that was removed, the narrow shape of the lot and the previous build out of the surrounding adjacent lots makes it difficult to place a new manufactured home on the property consistent with others in the neighborhoods while maintaining compliance with Sussex County's current zoning code. In the process of placing this new manufactured home, we are addressing and correcting the 5-foot lot setback, which was also previously not intact. Due to the uniqueness of the property, we propose to place a normal width size manufactured home that is consistent with other new homes and a standard size shed that is also consistent with other new homes in the community, but are unable to do so without a variance request. That this need is not created by the applicant. The exceptional practical difficulty is not created by the applicant. The property is quite narrow, which greatly limits the buildable area thereof. The neighboring lots are also narrow, causing development of nearby lots to be nearer to lot lines in neighboring homes. It appears impossible to place a home on the property without violating the separation distances. And as previously noted, the replacement home has a footprint which is approximately the same size as the prior home, yet a variance is still needed for placement. That the variance will not alter the essential characteristics of the neighborhood. We're seeking the variance to add to conformity to the community and to modernize the homes within the community, which will add to the value and improve the characteristics of the community and neighborhood. And the previous 1978 home that was surrendered to the community was done so after the structure began to fail. This is the minimum variance necessary to afford relief, and the variance requested represent the least modifications possible, and the home is the narrowest currently available and minimizes the need for variance on the property.
Questions? Mr. Sharp? Looks like this mobile home's in a similar location to the prior one, is that correct?
That is correct.
And I'm guessing that this is also the narrowest model that you could find?
That is correct.
On this lot? Any discussions with the neighbors about this?
The neighbors are welcoming to it. The unit that was there was quite dilapidated.
Thank you.
Couple of questions. The survey doesn't show your 5-foot setbacks. I'm assuming this, the proposed dwelling is right on that 5-foot setback?
That's correct.
And the shed to the right on L63, is that like an L-shaped shed, or what's going on with that thing?
It has some type of build-out onto the shed itself, so it's two.
Like a lean-to or something?
Two adjoined units.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Anything else, Mr. Sharp? Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? This time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12938 for Sierra Village and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12938 for Sierra Village for the requested variance pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing. For the following reasons, the property has unique physical conditions due to the narrowness of the lot. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. Variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood, and the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
And I, too. So they vote of 5-0. Your case is approved.